Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is Psalm 63, verse 7. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings, I sing for joy. There's a weird phenomenon in Minneapolis, in South Minneapolis, where I live. It seems to happen as we get into the late fall, where the trees are bare, and in the evening, there's a great gathering of birds in the sky. And it always strikes me as a little odd, kind of creepy even. I mean, I don't know where they were all day or where they're going or even why they are gathering, and so it just seems weird. Turns out those are not just any birds, they're crows, and they're a pretty well-known group of crows that live in South Minneapolis. Do you know what a group of crows is called? Yeah, not a flock, not a gaggle, but a murder. Yeah. Really, a group of crows is called a murder. So that makes verses like this one about gathering under the wings of birds less relatable, because if I'm honest, I picture being in the shadow of the wings of a bird not a real joyful thing. It means that if a bird is above me close enough that I'm in their shadow, that's scary. I can guarantee you I am not singing for joy if that is happening. Lucky for us, the writer of the Psalms was not talking about birds flying overhead that were big enough and close enough to catch us in their shadow. The psalmist wrote a song about an image that was familiar, of a hen and her chicks. Now, since many of us uplifters are city dwellers, let me just take one quick moment to shed some light on this image. See, mother hens cover their chicks with their wings when the chicks are scared, when they need help, when they're resting and in their most vulnerable state. In fact, if a predator is nearby, the hen will spread her wings over her babies to hide them, which then has the side effect of making her look bigger too and will make her less likely to be attacked. So then this psalm is singing a song about our God who covers us with her wings. A song about God being just like a mother hen to us. Which is a change for people, right? Honestly, the flock of crows that's huge and scary seems to be more closely aligned to what people think of God instead of a hen. Hens are soft and warm and caring and protective. See, we don't often think of God this way. But maybe we should. Because this verse in Psalm 63 is not the only time in the Bible where God is likened to a hen and us as her chicks. When we need help, when we're at our most fragile or feeling vulnerable, this is when God steps in and covers us and protects us and holds us close. So then, our predators, the things in our life that are attacking us, whether it's our grief or anxiety or depression or addiction or anger or whatever it is that is waging a war on our well-being, they can't even see us. They can't even get to us because we are covered by God's wings. I don't know about you, but I'd like to try to think of God as a mother hen more often. Warm and maternal, protective and caring. Those characteristics feel more true to me and what I believe about God than anything else. So if you are feeling vulnerable or under attack right now, remember that God has got you covered, literally. And you can trust that God is there, like a mother hen. And then out of that trust comes this singing for joy because you know God is there helping you get through it. Real quick, back to the crazy group of crows in my community, which, yes, I know is called a murder, but I just can't do it. I can't call it a murder of crows. That sounds so weird. And actually, in my neighborhood, they call them the mega murder. Seriously, they even have a Facebook page. If you look for it, it's like the South Minneapolis mega murder. Go look at it and you can see what I'm talking about. Anyway, they're grouping in the evenings. It's actually a defensive maneuver. See, the reason it happens in the winter is because there's no longer any trees with leaves to hide them in the evening when the sun sets. And actually, crows can't see that well in the dark, so they kind of become easy pickings for prey, like owls and hawks. So they gather in a group so they seem larger than they are on their own, so that they can protect themselves from these predators during the night. This sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? Like the hen god image, except to me, this is a good example of a community. So instead of being kind of terrifying, that this mega murder reminds me of what a community is, one that takes care of each other. And I kind of think that's what we are. See, we are a big old group here to help each other, so we know we're not alone, so we can help each other and lift each other up. Team uplift is a good place to start thinking about what we mean when we say we're together in community. So think about that this week, too. Help your people. If they're in need of a little extra love or care or a place to have safety in numbers, remind them that you're a part of this team. And if you're somebody who needs a little help, put it out there. Ask somebody to be with you. Strength and safety in numbers is a real thing, and that is why we have this community. So show up for each other this week, uplifters. And we'll see you next week. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.